You know, Chris. I was.
Okay, this is the State of the Union General Meeting on 6/8/2026. So August 6. This is the Bivens decision from. Oh, I want to read that one. Hang on. Someone's crazy. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the Bivens decision for the first time? There are none. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Bivens decisions for a second time? Not hearing any. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the business decision for a third time? Hearing none, anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the militia of the United States, anyone who is being paid or forced to be here, must fully disclose their presence or purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Thank you all for showing up today. What we're going to talk about is we're continuing from last week on the ballot thing that Anna wants us to vote on. I talked to her Thursday about it, and once I get past this little piece, I'm going to turn it over to tomorrow because it's going to be this is a state meeting, not a union state meeting. And the reason is because we have to go over this stuff before we vote. And at the end of this discussion, we're going to talk about ways that you would like to vote on it. So that way, because we have to have some way to certify it for Anna so that she can make logical votes on it. But anyway, I had discussion with her about the unincorporated piece of one of the votes. And she said that it's not going to affect our paperwork because we as individuals, our names are not incorporated in the beginning. You're a franchise to a corporation, but you're not incorporated. And it only applies to incorporations. So, or businesses, and we're not a business either. The individuals are not businesses. Now, if you have a business, then you would be required to put the word unincorporated either behind it or somewhere on your webpage or notes or whatever you put out to put your name would have to have the unincorporated behind it. Now, the other thing she talked about was, because I asked her, I said, well, is this retroactive or when does this take effect? And she said, well, it would take effect, because she wants everybody to get the vote in before September 1st. But she goes, logically, until it's ratified, that means all of the states has been voted in the Federation has actually ratified it, then it would start from that day on. You would have to use the word unincorporated if you had, a company that wasn't incorporated. Now, there were discussions about, well, what if you want to have an incorporated business? And she said, you have the right to do that. You can have an incorporated, but you would then need to say it's incorporated. But she says if you don't realize it, but when you incorporate a business, it owns to the ground. They own it now. It's not your business anymore. You just gave it to them. So they can take it anytime. They can do whatever they want with you with it. that kind of stuff. So it's, as you said, is if that's what you want to do and you want to play in the British territorial, you know, system, whatever, then she goes, that's your right as a, you know, American. You can play in both, you have feet in both of them. But she just said, if you're going to have an unincorporated business, you know, the way that the vote, or the roll call for that vote is, you would put the word unincorporated somewhere on your business. She just said it doesn't have to be behind the name. It just has to be on it somewhere, saying that it's unincorporated business. So with that said, and also, I think I, when I sent you the link, let me see if I can. Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, yeah, let's just click on it. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. When I sent you guys the email, I sent you a link. This is the link to the last Thursday coordinator call. And if you fast forward through, you can listen to me talking to her about it. And most of the people after I talked also asked questions about the roll call stuff. So if you want to get more information before you make your vote, I would listen to this. It could sway your vote one way or the other. But, you know, it's, like I said, it's anything that we vote on, whatever, it's, we're doing it on our own. And in that email, I'm going to go to the, I wonder if I put it in here. No, I did not. I did put it in the State of the Union meetings. I didn't even put it there. Oh, well. So I need to go update that. But let me just pull it up from my computer. So we can give Tamara something to talk about here. Well, what I'm going to do, this is a copy of the email I sent out to everybody, okay? Blow it up here so you can see it. The very first thing here where it says the rumble, whatever, that's the coordinator call for Thursday. What's below here is the roll call stuff, below that. So after the link here. It says roll call ballot for August, whatever. And at this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Tamara because it's her meeting.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Sorry, I had to switch my. Every time we got to switch microphone, that's so weird. Okay. Would you like me to read what's on the screen right now?
It. How do you want to handle what it is that we're doing in this? I mean, do we just want to go through each one of the ballots again, do a little discussion, because this is measure one right here. Is that how you want to do it, or?
I mean, we talked about this last week, correct? We already spoke and read what was said?
Yes. I don't know if there's anybody else in the meeting now today that didn't hear, or they may go through like a summary of what we talked about.
Yeah, I think maybe just a summary that we can talk about. So you just want me to read the first ballot, the discussion?
Well, I would read... not the discussion part, but just read the ballot itself, which is this part. It's in part. Huh?
Go ahead.
Where it says proposed public law concerning mercenary warfare below that.
Be it enacted and agreed and resolved throughout our 50 physically defined states of the Union and our similarly held territories and possessions, our federal enclaves and our extraterritorial and municipal holdings throughout the world, that mercenary war for profit is unlawful, illegal, and immoral. We will not participate in mercenary conflicts ourselves, nor aid those that do engage in war for profit.
Okay. What Anna said, if you go listen to that, to the coordinator call, somebody asked her about this one here. And what she's saying is that most of the countries already created a law that their military or whatever cannot act in mercenary warfare. There's three, I think, that was the British, Russia, and the United States has not done that. This is our vote on that, to where they can't use our military for mercenary warfares, and we can't participate in them if we vote yes on this. So anybody want to say anything about it or any discussions here? Okay. So that's going to be on the ballot. You're going to get four ballots. That's the first one you'll see. So start here. We can't hear you.
Hold on. Here I am.
There you go.
One of those days. Be it enacted and agreed and resolved throughout our 50 physically defined states of the Union and our similarly held territories and possessions, our federal enclaves and our extraterritorial and municipal holdings throughout the world, that the word unincorporated shall be added to all doing business as names of our American government and all unincorporated businesses that are associated with us and standing under American law effective September 1st, 2026.
Okay, this is the one that I was talking about at the beginning. If we don't have an issue with putting the word unincorporated behind our business names, and it's only a business, it's not your name, so it wouldn't affect your paperwork unless you did the paperwork for a business, right? I don't see Aaron on here.
Mm-mm.
No, he's not on here right now. I had a discussion with him on it, and he was pleased at the answers I got from Anna on this. So I would go back and listen to that so you guys can have a better understanding, you know, because I tried to nail it down so that we understood exactly what it is that we, you know, that it meant, right? And she basically says, like, if you read, when she read this, it says, to all unincorporated businesses, and you as a man or woman is not a business, and even before you did your paperwork to put yourself, you know, back on the land, you still wasn't a corporation. She said you was a franchise to a corporation, but that's not a corporation, so you wouldn't have to change anything there, which means you wouldn't have to change your paperwork. Now, the only things that, because I asked her, like, for the words like the Nevada Assembly, she would say, it would have to say the Nevada Assembly unincorporated, or the Clark County Assembly would have to be the Clark County Assembly unincorporated. We would have to make those changes. All the websites that I've done already say unincorporated, so that's not going to affect us. The LRO, all that says, already says that. We just got to correct our stamps and stuff again. Or what we're talking about is just creating a stamp that says unincorporated, because she just says it has to have the word unincorporated somewhere. It doesn't have to be behind the name. So we could do with that. Does anybody have any comments or questions on that?
Rocky, Aaron is on the call.
Aaron, are you
hey,
here?
Hey, brother, I'm a little late. But I'm here.
You're good. Do you want to say anything about this unincorporated thing after you listen to Anna?
It's just a lot more simplified, thank goodness, because, you know, obviously when we're talking, we're a little worried about how much extra work you might have to do. But she's, yeah, she's exactly talking about the business side of things. So any new private family business that you create will need unincorporated. So it just, yeah, it's just super simple, so which is a big relief, because I was expecting a lot of work. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited. It's just a little bit, so it's all good. I yield.
One of the things, Erin, when I was talking to her, she said that the word unincorporated doesn't have to be behind the actual name, but it has to be on there somewhere. What I was thinking is creating a stamp that just said unincorporated. So instead of redoing all the stamps, that we could just stamp the unincorporated behind it.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. Whatever's easy, I think that's easy.
Well, I think that would be the cheapest way to go for now. And then if we do any new stamps, we would put the word unincorporated on there.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Just to clean it up. I think that's fine, Rocky. I don't see an issue with that. Maybe if you want to be extra cautious, put a stamp and then sign underneath as either as the recording secretary, maybe. As a kind of extra, like, yes, it's been stamped and signed through by the recording secretary. Just be extra safe, maybe. I don't think.
Well, I'm thinking if you stamp it with the stamp you have now,
right,
and then stamp unincorporated behind the name,
yep,
and then you sign in it anyway.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, I thought about on existing documents, but yeah, definitely, let's do
right.
that. Yeah,
and then on our LRO documents, we can just make the change on the documents.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And then those don't require the stamp.
Yeah, great. Yeah, super easy.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or anything about that? So it looks like it's going to be easier for us than we thought. Okay, not hearing anything. You want to go on to the next one tomorrow?
Proposed public law concerning technological intrusions and pollution being enacted and agreed and resolved throughout our 50 physically defined states of the Union and our similarly held territories and possessions, our federal enclaves, and our extraterritorial and municipal holdings throughout the world that, one, invasive technologies that non-consensually access data, surveillance us, intrude upon our biological functions, or otherwise violate our right to privacy are strictly prohibited. Two, artificially induced electromagnetic fields and radiation in general are forms of pollution subject to our environmental quality standards. Data centers, microwave towers, and similar installations must function safely in the public interest or be shut down. Three, aerial spraying of chemicals and particulate matter are forms of pollution subject to our environmental quality standards. Any such activities must yield a proven and substantial benefit in the public interest to be allowed. Four, the people of our nation states are non-domestic with respect to the citizenry of the United States and the inhabitants of our territories and positions and cannot be subjected to weapons testing or other experiments under the ENMOD treaties or similar international conventions that allow such testing on domestic populations. And five, all foreign and domestic corporations, service vendors, and agency contractors are required to take notice and comply with items 1 through 4 above.
Okay. This one here has to do with the chemtrails, has to do with data centers, has to do with any way that they're trying to pollute us or trying to get our data. So that's basically what this one is, and if you don't want them to do all of those kind of things, you would vote yes on this, that you want it to pass. Is there anybody want to say anything about this kind of stuff? Because data centers right now are starting to pop up everywhere, and it doesn't seem like, it's like tomorrow you can say this or tell me the truth on it, whatever, but from what I understood from you, that in Knight County, there was a big turnout of people saying no, and they passed it anyway.
Yeah, we've had, like, the three last meetings have been humongous, even on the news and everything, and everyone requiring asking, you know, all the research from them, all the answers, and they're not answering, and then they're still voting against us saying no. So they still continued with their own vote. So it's just amazing, you know, what's happening right now. So we really have to stand up. But this is also in regards with Anna, when it comes to the flock cameras, that's also now, I mean, being installed everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when they originally in Nevada created the law to put the cameras up there, that they wouldn't be able to use them for that kind of stuff. And now they are.
Yes.
And we knew that at the beginning. It was just a lie, you know, like they always do. Anybody want to say anything or? Okay, no comments? Okay, this is the last ballot here.
The last one. Public law concerning involuntary servitude, conscription, and press ganging. Be it enacted and agreed and resolved throughout our 50 physically defined states of the Union and our similarly held territories and possessions, our federal enclaves, and our extraterritorial and municipal holdings throughout the world, that peonage, forced conscription, and press ganging are repugnant and unlawful, illegal, and immoral, and will not be imposed upon any American living in the physically defined states of the Union, nor any American person, nor any citizen of the United States, nor any U.S. citizen, guest, or asylum seeker.
Okay. What this one has to do with is where they, like, try to create the draft or some way to force you into do something. This is telling them they cannot do that. This is going to be against the law to do that. That's press ganging. Peonage is basically taking your stuff, whatever, you know, just because you don't agree with them. So any kind of force of that kind of stuff, this one is going to take care of that law. Is there anybody want to say anything about it or any questions about it?
Yeah, we need to shut the data centers down is what we need to do.
Exactly.
Stop them. And, I mean, I don't know if anybody's seen the TikTok thing going around that Trump says he created 40,000 jobs in Nevada with these data centers.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, I'll have to forward that to you. Maybe you can forward it to everybody. But I was just mortified and sick to my stomach when I heard him say that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
I also wanted to add to that, to the data center information as well. I did some extensive research on that. So this kind of go hand in hand with the module or the method, the ballot measure 3, the switch, referring to the switch. It is actually... Now, when we put our unincorporated behind all of our paperwork, so this kind of aligned with removing. If we were to pass this into the public law, this will enforce, it'll give us the authority even to remove the switch. The switch is a cooling system that actually a whole store. It's a storage for like the... for servers that actually serves Google, what's the guy's name, Bill Gates, Microsoft, all there is information. I'll send out the information that I research on that. So
okay.
These are the companies that are actually storing their information into the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And the investors are from Australia, and they're being incorporated in Delaware. So we do have the power. If this goes into effect as an enacted public law, we have that right to, in order to file a claim against them. I yield.
Right. That's what Anna wants to do, because these are going to be Federation laws, and that means that all of us can then use them against them, right, on doing these things. We can go after them, and the Federation can go after them, you know, in the courts, you know, in the world courts and all that. Just shut them down. Anyway, those were the four ballots, and you can see Anna wants us to give them the amount of, you know, yays and nays and all that, and what the, you know, this would be the Nevada Assembly, blah, 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 and how we certified it. Now, with that said,
so
what,
we agree with.
Go ahead. We lost you again, Tamara. Are you talking?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now again.
Oh, I said, so if you agree with all of them, you should answer yay, correct, to all of them, if you agree with what's proposed?
Exactly.
Okay. Just making sure I understand.
Yeah. If you'll basically do a yay to every one of these. Now, what I was going to talk about is, for us to certify it and for us to get it right, I have created a voting software. So the question is, everybody, do you want to do paper ballots for all the questions? And then you guys, you know, email to the elections the answers through the paper ballots? Or I was talking about changing the voting system to where you would just key in your LRO number and that would be it, and then you could vote, and then we would verify that LRO number to your account, either on the other LRO or the Nevada LRO, right? So we'd validate that you're an ASN. If you are, then your vote would count. So the question to everybody is, which way do you want to do it? Which way do you want to vote so that we have proof that we could certify of what the votes are? Anybody want to talk?
What would be more of a verifiable method where it can't be disputed and what have you? And that would be the paper ballots, Rocky. I yield.
At this point right now, probably the paper ballots would be more what Anna's looking for, I'm thinking. But I can do the other one where I can verify through, you know, LRO numbers if we keyed them in. But I would think the quickest way would be through a paper ballot. So it's up to you guys, though, which way you want to do it.
I agree on the paper ballot.
Yeah, I prefer the paper ballot as well.
Yeah, we have a hard copy of everything, you know.
Right. And on the paper ballot, just like we voted in our officers, it would just basically, you would put your name, and you don't have to sign anything, just put your name, and then vote yay or nay on each one of the things, right? And then email it to elections if we do paper.
Are you looking to do it today or when we do have the meeting on the 15th in person?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
What I was looking at to give people time to look through the information stuff, because this is more of a state thing that's not a county or union state, is to have the voting done on the 22nd, which is the next online meeting. And again, whatever day you guys want to do it, that's fine too. If you want to do it on the 15th, we can do it on the 15th. I was thinking of the 22nd because it's a state meeting and not a union state, but even though we can do both meetings in person, we can't hear you, Jessica.
Rocky.
Yes.
Just me personally, I'm having issues on the next two Saturdays. Again, like I said, I'm moving.
Uh-huh.
And the following Saturday, I mean, this is just for me. The following Saturday, I have movers coming in. This next Saturday coming up is the only Saturday I have to do a bunch of the moving myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the Saturdays for me in person are a little bit more of a challenge right now. After, you know, my birthday is the 20th, I think the 22nd, I'll be doing that with the movers. And then after that, I'll be free to meet in person as well. But again, that's just my.
But we don't have to. Yeah, we don't have to meet to do the vote. I was just saying to have the votes in by the 22nd. So that way it gives Anna time before the 1st to do their tally and whatever, right?
Yeah,
and
like
for us
that
to certify them.
I mean, you can also have, you know, have it sent in all along and during, right? So
right.
You're saying have it have it done by August 22nd.
Well, that would be the end date, yes.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Anybody else?
I agree with that. That'll work for me. Thank you. I yield.
Okay. Anybody else?
I agree as well.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Anybody else?
So we can still do it the way we did the last one. Like you just, we get those ballots. We vote on them. We sign them, and then we.
You don't have to sign them. All you have to do is put your name on it, so we know who you are, so we can look you up to make sure you're an ASN, and then do your vote, and then email it to elections@NevadaUnionStateGov.land.
Yeah, copy that. The same way we did before. I didn't mean to say sign it. But okay, thank you.
And I think Anna and them would be able to certify it on their end, too, because they're paper. So that would probably be a good thing. Okay, tomorrow, what do you want to do from now on?
Whatever you'd like me to do.
This is your meeting.
I mean, the main thing was for us to go over it again and talk about the voting, how we're going to do this so it's in on time for Anna. That was my main concern.
Okay. So it looks like unless somebody has anything else to say, we'll get the ballot done. We'll email it out to everybody. So you'll email the ballots to everybody. They would then email those ballots back to elections@thenevadaunionstategov.land. And then the election committee would be able to count those, come up with a tally, certify that, and we can send that off, copies and everything to Anna and to Terry. I think that's what it says in here. Yeah, we send them to Terry and to Anna and those two addresses, all the information. So, If that's so, do we want to vote on that tomorrow, or how do you want to do that?
Yeah.
So the motion is to do a paper ballot. And are you ready tomorrow?
Yes. So the motion is for the paper ballot. So for everyone who would like to do the paper ballot.
Somebody want a second?
I second the motion.
Perfect.
Okay. Go ahead, tomorrow.
So for everyone who wants to do the paper ballot, please raise your hand. And I can't see the screen, Rocky, just so you know.
Okay, I'll do the counting then. Are you on your phone?
No, I only see your shared screen.
Oh, let me get rid of the shared screen.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a minute before we stop. Let me stop
please,
the share.
Please add my wife, Christine, voting yay as well.
Do you see the screen now?
No, but I see, hold on, is it me?
Is it you what?
I see a handsome picture of Ray.
If you click on the attendees at the bottom.
Okay.
Do you want me to count it or do you want to count it?
Let me see. Okay, let me see if I have it correct, what I see. No, I see.
So there's 12 that I count.
Do you see everyone on the same screen?
What's that?
Do you see everyone on the same screen?
No, you have to scroll.
Okay, I just want to make sure I don't. Hold on, let me see. 1, 2.
So if you count Christine, right? And what's on the screen? I think there's 12. I don't know.
So I see 12 hands up.
Okay.
Please put your hands down.
Oh, count me too. I forgot to put my hand up.
Okay.
That was 13.
Okay, so with me it's 14. Making sure everyone is down. Okay, so for anyone who does not agree with the paper ballots, please raise your hands. Okay. For anyone who abstains, please raise your hand. Okay. So okay. The result, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So the result for the paper ballot, we have 12 yeas, 0 nay, 0 abstain.
Is that counting you and me? Because you said 14 before.
Yes. Yeah, no, it was 12. You and I are 14.
So there's 14 yeas?
Yes.
Okay.
0 nay, 0 abstain.
Okay. So I'm going to make a move now that all the ballots have to be in by the end of the day on the 22nd.
I second that.
So be in. So we want all the paper ballots to be in the vote by the 22nd of August. Perfect. Okay, so tell me. So for everyone who agrees, raise their hand. Is that what I do next? Just
yeah.
Making sure. Okay. So for everyone who agrees for the votes, for the paper ballots to be done by August 22nd, please raise your hand. And Christine with Keith will be yay. Okay. Okay.
Everybody got their hands up?
Okay. Please lower your hand.
Aaron.
My apologies.
For anyone who does not agree for the ballot to be filled out, a paper ballot for August 22nd, please raise your hand. And for anyone who abstains for the paper ballot be filled out by August 22nd, please raise your hand. Okay, the results are yay 14, 0 nay, 0 abstain.
Okay, I'd like to do some new business if it's okay.
Okay.
If everybody realized that the Nevada Assembly, I guess, or Sue and them, the vote on that, on adopting their new seal or logo, they showed on their screen on the deal. I can put the recording up there so people can watch it too. But they said, I think it was 47 that said yes and 13 say no. So they passed using the new seal for the Nevada Assembly. I had some questions myself about because they're saying that if the email didn't come from them for whatever, they didn't count it. There was a bunch of stuff that, so I don't know how accurate their accounts were and who the people really were. They had some graphs on, or not really graphs, but numbers on counties and different things. But I'll put the, I'll give the link to tomorrow when she sends out the email so everybody can go watch it and see what that, what they said or whatever. But I guess from now we're using that new seal or logo. Any questions or anybody or?
Hi, Rocky. Yes, this is Michelle Martinez. So the new seal, they have the one with the ram, and then they have the one. Is that the ram? No, that's the militia.
No, that's for the militia. Right. They haven't voted on that one yet, or the one for the drill assembly, but it's the one for the Nevada assembly.
Okay, I'm a little behind on everything, so I'm confused as to like what are those? Are their votes going to count on top of ours? Do you think? How is that going to work?
Well, because I sent out an email for everybody to vote with their screen. And what they said on that recording was that they can track who, you know, where the email went to and if you clicked on it and all that kind of stuff, right? And they made a comment of me sending it out to everybody because I believe everybody should have a chance to vote if that's the way they're going to vote. And if you listen to it, from what I understand, is some of those votes they didn't count. And I don't know. Because they said if they couldn't verify that it came from them or that you were on that LRO or something, that your vote didn't count, which is not right. Because if you've done your paperwork, you shouldn't have to be on any LRO. You could put it in the paper or whatever. You would just have to show your paperwork. They would have to ask you, you know, are you papered up or are you in ASN? And they didn't do that. They just discredited the vote, from what I understand.
So, Rocky, I mean, so here's the issue that I'm having. As Anna has said many times, that not everyone is in Washington State's LRO, if that's what they're talking about, that's what I'm assuming. So then this result from them is not valid. So we cannot use that logo because obviously no one has received an email with even the results. Or anything. I mean, you can't just have a meeting and say this is a result. We do have certain, you know, guidelines that we have to follow, and it has not been followed. So I'm in disagreement with them using that logo because we have not followed the correct protocol.
I agree. To me, it's like, did you mention 60 people participated? 47 yays and 13 nots?
Yes.
I mean, where in the hell did they get 60 people to vote on anything? From up north.
It was because I sent the email out to everybody.
Right. So did 60 people participate in that?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Are you confident?
Go ahead, Michelle. Wait a minute, Keith.
So I think I'm going to have to go back a lot to find out what happened exactly, but who's recognized here? We have these two groups. Who's actually recognized? And I think that's the question I have even on that side. I don't know. This is kind of confusing, and this seems really, really difficult to try to stand up something when we have two dissenting groups.
You're right, Michelle. You're 100% right.
This is what we're doing now in de facto. So we need to come together and find out and correct these differences like stat. Otherwise, we're gonna be disbanded. Really, this is crazy.
Well, let me explain some stuff that's going to be happening. Is the State of the Union, as we see it today, is going to go away, okay? And that's what they don't realize. They think that they have control over the state, and they, you know, it's everything they do, they have all the power. Well, that's not true. All the power is between the people. And I talked to Anna about this. And what Anna said and what the truth is that the Nevada Assembly is all of the people that are ASNs in the Nevada. They can't exclude anybody. Okay, so if you've done your paperwork, it doesn't matter where it's at, you know, how you published it, that they have to count you. You know, you're part of the Nevada Assembly, and if you stand up to help, then you're standing up to help. Well, we were, most of us, even to me today, I don't get emails from them. I don't get invites, and I can't get into their meetings because they won't let me in. I mean, that alone makes it anything they're doing invalid, just for the fact that everybody doesn't have a chance to stand up with that deal. So what happened was, is then Tamara, she went through all the process to be a state coordinator, so she's now a core coordinator with Sue. And Tamara, Anna says Tamara has all the rights and told Tamara to continue doing the state meetings until she figures out what she's going to do with the rest of the bunch or whatever. So we're waiting on that. And so we're basically trying to help stand up the state as where it should be. But really how things really work is everything has to do with the people, okay? Then the people then stand up their counties. Their counties have the highest power and law in their state, okay? And then from the counties, all the counties get together, which build the union state, and that's Anna and me had an agreement that I would work on the union state, which is trying to get all the counties formed and get their courts and get everything up and running. And that's really our state, you know, because there's like people understand there's two states. There's this, the union state, and there's the state of the union. The union state is soil jurisdiction only, meaning all of the land, you know, all of the people, right? And that's where all the power comes from, is from the counties, from the actually from the people of the counties to your union state. The state of the union is there to do international business. And what international business is, meaning that if you're going to deal with a corporation or you're going to deal with another state or you're going to deal with China, that would go through the State of the Union, which is, and how the State of the Union is built is that each county takes two delegates, electors, and they send them up to the state, and that's the State of the Union. So it's really, we have 17 counties. We would have, what was it, 30... We can't hear you tomorrow. You keep telling yourself that.
34.
Okay, so there'll be 34 people that actually runs the State of the Union. Okay? Not everybody in the state. Well, right now, they're trying to do it 7 people or 8 people or however many they got that's working in those meetings. And it seems like the guy named Michael Wilson is trying to take over even that. So we're doing what Anna's telling us to do, which is keep doing our state meetings, keep doing the union state, which is what I'm working on, and, you know, build all our counties up, which is where our power is. You know, our powers are in our sheriffs and in our courts. And she's been making the deals that we need to get all of our courts up, because that's going to pretty soon, when the other system falls, we need to have our courts up and running, and that's what we need to be working on. So the in-person meeting that's going to be next week, we're going to be working on the court stuff. As you guys know, Keith Love is our sheriff for Clark County, trying to get sheriffs for every county and get, you know, our courts and everything in all the counties, because we got to get at least 2 people from every county so that we really can build up the state, and that's how the state gets built. So that is the actual structure of our government and what we're supposed to be doing. And they think it's the opposite, which is what the de facto is. Starts from the state and goes down to the people. That isn't how we work. The people have all the power. Everybody that comes to these meetings, when you vote or say anything, you're the ones that have the say on anything that happens in your counties and in your state. So did that answer your question, Michelle?
Yes, that was very helpful. Thank you very much, Rocky.
Yeah, it's the deal is we got to continue working on building up our counties and building up our all of our counties, not just Clark County. Tamara, if you know, she's in Nye County. There's other people that come to these meetings are in different counties. And that's, you know, this one is a state meeting, so all the counties should be in it. The General Assembly meeting is, you know, at this point right now, even for the state, is everybody in your county, you know, in your state, basically, not just counties, but everybody in the states, you know, in your state, like Nevada. So we got to get as many people in here because all of us is the ones that make the laws and the rules and whatever we do. And, you know, it's, they don't want to participate in these. They won't let us in theirs. So, you know, it's, we're just going to keep moving forward and do what Anna tells us to do. You know, until we're a fully running government, and what that means is we have our courts up and running. We have all of our sheriffs in our counties. You know, we're actually a running government in Nevada. Then the Federation still has the control over things. There's the ones that stand us. That's what the coordinators all. You know, I'm a coordinator, you know, for the Union State. And, again, I had to get vetted through the Federation. I had to, you know, go through getting vetting from them. It's the same as Tamara did. She got vetted from the Continental Marshals. She got her okay from Anna, you know, which made her a deal. And, you know, a lot of people, what they're heard is that we have to get vetted through the state, not for Federation. Federation is a Federation. They're the ones that do the vetting. That's it. There's no state, nothing. We're the coordinators are in loan, same as the Marshal at Arms and say and the, you know, the recording secretaries are all in loan to the states until we can get up and running. So the state has no control over any of that, and they think they do. But
so I have a question. I don't know if you can see my hand up behind that, the blue K. Just my fingers and my tip of my thumb there.
Okay.
So my question is then. And I know that you have an answer, Rocky. So we're saying that so Anna doesn't recognize them, because I mean I know that there's been several times that they've been rebuked and sidelined and shelved, and we voted Michael not even able to be a militia person, a leader. And so are we suggesting that she's only recognizing us down here? And I mean, the state, as far as Nye County and our representation of the state, and not Stu's, or is that just something that's going to be going on, you know, in concert with us doing our thing down here too, recognized by Anna up there as well? Are we aware of that? Or evidently Sue's not aware of that, you know, and of that Anna's not backing her, or is Anna backing her, that, to your knowledge? I yield.
Well, from the information that I got is, what Anna said is that, she said this in the coordinator calls many times, and she said she only recognizes the people in the state. Okay, so it's not a group of people. It's not them up there or us down here. She only recognizes the people, and all the people are, there's only one Nevada Assembly, and that is all the people, and that's who she recognizes. So they can do whatever they want up there. I mean, you know, whatever they're doing, whatever, but and else all the people are involved, she's not recognizing that because it's all the people she's recognizing.
I got you now, Rocky. I understand what you're saying, brother. I understand. So once we get going more as well and become even more viable, there will be ASNs from that group that want to be and that are considered part of what we're doing as well, and not be a silo group unto themselves. Have you seen if they're attacking and things like that? Is that ramped down, and to your knowledge?
I'll give you guys the link to the last meeting. You guys got to watch it because they do attack all the time. But, again, I don't even care anymore what they're doing, you know, at this point. Where a lot of this came from is Florida. If you guys don't know what Florida went through, is again, they had a guy down there, I think his name was like Robert or Ray or something. Anyway, he was the coordinator there. He resigned. They went through a bunch of deals. He's still trying to keep control of everything, you know, just kind of the same things we're going through here. And another bunch of people, you know, two or three other people stood up to be coordinators in Florida. They took over, started doing meetings. And the new people said, well, Anna, who do you recognize? Are, you know, the assembly and the meetings that we're doing, or do you recognize theirs? And Anna basically said, I recognize the people because there's only one assembly, and that's the people. And she doesn't recognize any groups, okay? Because we are not.
Copy that. I got you. That's cool. Right. 100% got you now, brother. That makes sense.
Yeah, she goes, we're not clubs, we're not groups, we're not none of that. We're the people of Nevada. We're, you know, the same over there. They're the people of, you know, Florida.
And just that's look, just, I mean, I'm sorry, but just look at how our government being formed, the different groups that were all forming our actual original government, you know, our founding fathers. They were, there was a bunch of different groups too, and not all of them got along and what have you. So I get it, the people. Amen.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Michelle, before I talk more.
Yep, it just goes along with it. And we're not memberships either, right?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Yeah, we're, this government is the people, for the people, all the people. There's no such thing as any kind of, you know, we're not really a government. You know, we're not a club. We're not a membership. We don't have to be a membership in anything because that's not what we are. And that's the way they talk up there. It's, you know, it's all the people together. So it's, the deal is we just got to keep working on what we want as a government. Right.
Rocky.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm just curious, just to move on from that. I got what you're saying. It makes me more comfortable. Do you have any updates? Have you heard any updates on our transformation of our global bank that we all were watching and having this hope of being able to transform America, our lives, other people's lives? Do you have any updates on from Anna on a timetable or any? I mean, and it's okay if you don't. I mean, I'm just curious if you might. I love that bird, by the way.
If you guys on the link to the last word. Last Thursday coordinating call I put on your email, if you actually watch that, what she said, she's trying to have the other bank up by September 1st. So that's the only information that we really know. And
praise
she's
God. Thank you, brother.
Maybe
thank
a little
you.
After that, but she's her goal is September 1st. And that's kind of why she wants these votes in too by then.
That sounds amazing. I'll lift it up in prayer for sure.
Yeah, because the deal is the unincorporated thing, because that's what messed up the other one. And if we can get these votes in and they can get it certified and then they have now a law, then they can't take over our bank again, right? Michelle, do you have more to say? You got your hand up?
I yield. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. So basically, we just need to keep moving forward on building our government the way we want it because it's all of us. It's not one of us that determines anything. It's, as you can tell, the way I do the meetings and the way Tamara does the meetings, they're open. You guys can say whatever you want. You can make motions or what we call moves is a motion. You make a move on something you want to happen in assembly or you want to do it a certain way, and then we would vote on it, and then that's what we do from now on. Right? So it's anybody can do that, and you know, we can come up with whatever we think is to do, but just we got to remember that whatever we do, you got to remember that we don't give somebody, not one person or not a group of people or anything, authority over all of us. That isn't who we are. So we're not gonna like make a move and say, you know, Keith Love is now the president of our assembly, and he's going to make the rules of everything.
He wouldn't want that.
I know he would want that, but we would not do that.
No,
because
he would not want that, I said. Oh, not want that.
Yeah. So that isn't who we are, and we would vote no on that because that's not how our government works. It is all the people's making the decisions. That's like I had somebody ask me a question about one of the committees doing something. Oh, me and Aaron was talking about in the recording secretary meeting in that committee. We're talking about the unincorporated and changing the documents or whatever, and whatever that committee comes up with, recommendations, because that's what they are. The committees are basically making recommendations for the people. And then those recommendations comes to a meeting like this, and then they bring it, like the recording secretary committee would bring it to the people. They would tell all the people here what they thought, and then we would either vote on doing that or say, no, can you go change this or get, can you give us this more information before we decide anything? And if we decide whatever they came up with we like and we vote on it to do it, then it's okay, then we're going to do it. But it's not the committee that makes the decisions on what we do. It's even like the vetting committee. When we vet somebody for a position, if the vetting committee says, no, we don't recommend this person at all, that's just a recommendation. They still have to, the vetting committee brings it to the General Assembly, which is all the people, right? And then all the people listen to what they have to say, and then we make a vote if we're going to vote this person or not. And if we say, yes, we want them anyway, that vetting didn't mean anything, right? That was just giving us more information on why we would want somebody or not want somebody, right? It's just like if we had like a treasurer, we want a treasurer, another one, and so we have this person, but this person was embezzling money as a treasurer before. And that showed up in the vetting report, and they brought it to us. Now it'd be up to us to say, do we want a person that embezzled before to be our treasurer? So we'd either vote yes or no, but it isn't to the vetting committee to say, no, we're not going to, let you vote on this guy because he was an embezzler. I would think that all the people would make the right decision and say no on their vote, right, and not let them in, right? So it's... That's how our government works. That's why we're called the government of committees, because we do everything in committees, which gets all the information and they bring it back. It's just like when we're getting ready here to vote, the elections committee is going to put out ballots. Tomorrow I'll email them out to everybody. And then all of those will go back to the election committee. They will do the counting in that committee. They would bring the results to us, and then we would certify, yes, we agree with that, based on whatever they bring back, right? And then if that, that vote comes back on the 22nd or whatever, that we agree that those are the votes and we're going to send them to Anna, then that's what we send to Anna. But it isn't the committee, that committee is going to say, these were what the votes is, we're sending them off. No, they got to still come to the General Assembly and bring it to the people and get the people's agreement or not, right? So, I don't know, does anybody have any questions about this or how we're doing things or what we should be doing? Tomorrow, you want to say anything? It's your meeting. I'm kind of taking
I was just going to say that I'm going to watch the meeting that was on last Wednesday, and I think on our in-person meeting that we need to talk about it, because obviously if it's not being done correct, we also cannot accept a new logo, or anything that they're doing,
right,
or the way they're doing. So as of right now, we cannot use that new logo or any of the other things that they're doing because we have not seen the correct results. So I think that we all need to watch that video and in-person meeting next Saturday. We need to talk about it, and otherwise, send them an email that this is incorrect.
Well, what I would suggest tomorrow is you get on the coordinator call next Thursday and ask Anna the question about this logo.
Okay.
Come up with the right words, ask her to see if it's valid or not, or, what she thinks, what went on, what I'm saying.
We need evidence of their voting and who attended. We need those proofs. We just can't go by what they're saying. We need hardcore proofs.
But what we can do is, if you want to make a move or whatever, that we send them an email or a letter or something that states that we want to see the actual people that voted and the ones that were counted and wasn't counted. You know what I'm saying? We want an actual list of everybody that voted their names, right?
I agree. We need a structured letter to actually forward to them. We need those evidence. I yield.
So are you making a move on that?
Yes, I'm bringing it to a motion.
I'll second it.
So we would like to do the voting right now?
Yes.
To send an email and request?
Well, I would wait until after we watch the...
Watch the recording, and then on Thursday...
And talk to Anna. And then... But we can go ahead and do the vote now if that's what we want to do. And that's what Pito said, and I second it.
Okay, so we would like to... So both of you made a move for us to write an email and request.
I would say if you're not satisfied after your call, after listening to Anna's response, if you're not satisfied with that, then you can use our vote.
Okay.
So we'll modify the move to state that we will send an email or a letter to Sue and Michael if the information from Anna and after listening to their video states that we need more detail.
My recommendation, my personal, it would be suffice if we sent them a letter instead of an email and to get send it with a green card that they received it. So that's evidence of that we acted on, we're moving on our part from the people, the voice of the people. I yield.
Okay. So she modified her move to say it's got to be a letter.
So a certified letter, right?
Certified letter, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you go ahead.
So we're tracking, just tracking.
Okay, tracking. So we would like to send out a tracking letter with more detail about the votes.
Right.
So for anyone who agrees with us sending a letter to Sue and Mike and requesting more details about the votes, and the letter will be tracked, please raise your hand.
Christine Love also votes yes.
What about you, Rocky?
My hand's up.
Oh, sorry, that's weird, I can't see it. Okay. Please lower your hand. For anyone who does not want us to send out a letter to Sue and Mike, a track letter with more details about the voting, please raise your hand.
So, Ray, are you a no or a yes?
Sorry, I can't even get my... I was trying to change it back.
Was that a yes or a no? No. Or, yeah. Abstain.
For anyone who abstains, please raise your hand. Okay, the results are 14 yay, 1 nay, 0 abstain.
Okay, do you have anything else tomorrow?
No, I do not.
One more thing, Rocky, before you conclude our meeting tonight. I'd like to bring it to your attention again when there's any members that are attending the meeting that they don't display their names on the screen, please ask, because there was one person that actually left the meeting without, you know, name being displayed on the screen. I yield. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was 512 area code, I think.
All right.
518. It was 518.
Copy that. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but it'll be in the
recording
from brief conference call, so I can look.
I think they were on the last time as well, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Well, there was one like that. I think it was the guy sent me an email. I'll look it up, see if it's the same one. Well, we'll start saying it at the beginning of the meeting. Hey, tomorrow.
Yes. So I think that's it. I think we can adjourn the meeting for next Saturday in person at 3:00.
And online. It'll be online too.
I second the motion. If you're bringing that to the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yes.
Yes.
I second it.
Everybody agree? Say aye.
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 Everybody don't want to say no? Okay. We'll see everybody on the 15th in person and online. The in-person will be at the library on Eastern and like Windmill. It's close to Windmill. I'll send out all the links with the address and all that for the next meeting.
Grateful for you guys. Love you.
Have a nice weekend. See you
guys.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.